Wallace, lawmakers got some welcome news this week. The fiscal cliff is about $350 million less than first thought. Where did that money come from?
Well, most of it came from the federal tax reforms. Because federal taxes were cut, people in Louisiana will deduct less on their state taxes, which means more money for the state. Lawmakers have known they'd see this bump in revenue as a result of these reforms, but they just couldn't use it until it was recognized by the Revenue Estimating Conference. That's the group that predicts how much the state will make.
And now that that money is official, lawmakers in the House Appropriations Committee will meet on Monday to allocate the $350 million. And Governor Edwards weighed in on Thursday with his thoughts on where the money should go.
Yeah, so the governor has asked the legislature to restore the $25 million cut that was going to higher education. TOPS would get $50 million under this plan, but that does still leave it about $200 million short. Mental health services and the Department of Corrections would also see more money under the governor's proposal. It does still leave a $650 million budget shortfall. So there are definitely funding gaps in places like the Department of Health. And remember, this is the governor's proposal, but the budget is up to the legislature now. So we'll see Monday how they want this additional money spent.
And House lawmakers still have to construct a balanced budget. Governor Edwards has said that a budget with $650 million in cuts is irresponsible and that he won't sign it. So where do we go from here?
Well, the bill will have to make it out of House appropriations on Monday, and then the House plans to vote on the budget later in the week. According to Speaker Barra, it could definitely have $650 million in cuts. And if it passes, it would go to the Senate. They would be able to make the changes that they see appropriate, but it still does have to be balanced. While they might be able to get a budget with $650 million in cuts over to the Senate, at the end of the day, Speaker Barra said there's not much appetite to pass that as the final budget. And if they can't pass a budget, they'd have to go into a special session where they'd be able to raise revenue.
In other news this week, Senator J.P. Morrell brought up a bill in committee that would eliminate the death penalty in Louisiana. This isn't the first time the issue has come up in the legislature, and it's failed in the past, so why bring it up again?
Right. A similar bill was brought last year, and in both years, the bills made it through the Senate committee. I spoke to Senator Morrell about it, and he said, well, it may seem counterintuitive to keep bringing the same bill. It does seem to gain more and more support every time it's brought in front of the legislature.
And the day after Morrell's bill passed committee, a House committee heard a similar bill. That one didn't pass by a two-vote margin. What was the argument against the bill, and what does that mean for the bill that's pending in the Senate?
Well, district attorneys urged the committee not to pass the bill. They say the death penalty is a tool that they can use against the most serious crimes. Some lawmakers who were opposed to the bill took a religious stance, pointing to places in the Bible where capital punishment is mentioned. And this is how it played out last year as well, actually. The Senate never brought the death penalty bill to the floor after it passed committee because they knew it didn't have support in the House and clearly doesn't have support to become law. So the Senate doesn't commit any time and doesn't force members to go on record with a vote for a bill that's sure to die in the House.
Wallace Watkins, thank you so much for that recap.